for QM radio check.
BNG, I hear you, radio check.
Copy that. I'm over here in Spartanburg by the mall on a little AC.
Because apparently that's that's a problem. I'm at 40 watts now. I can't really go any higher.
Can you repeat that? I couldn't copy. I copy you now. I just wonder what your disclaimer was.
With regard to what? Oh, I'm saying, other people have told me earlier today they couldn't copy me, and I can't get the power on this thing up really any higher.
You sound real good to me. I'm over here in Spartanburg by the mall, on a J-pole, but you sound good.
Good antenna. It's easy to build. Doesn't need a ground plane. You know, if you got old plumbing parts sitting around. But yeah, my J-pole isn't even really elevated or even outside. It's just sitting in the corner of the room.
That, mine is, I don't know, some copper pipe and blah, blah, blah that I got at a ham fest, but I guess it seems to work. I'm getting out. But that's all it is a little copper pipe thing.
Well, they are. A couple of elbows. Well, a T, an elbow, a couple of caps, and some copper pipe. And, you know, I don't know how to solder copper pipe. It looks like Guido the alcoholic plumber soldered it. But, you know, it works.
Roger that. That's what I'm running off right now. Looks like my SWR is like 1.2 or something. It seems to work pretty good, and for what it is.
Car meter must have grown legs and walked away. Actually, I think I did find it a few weeks ago, but it got buried again. I should probably put that in the circuit and see what it is for this radio.
Affirmative. Roger that. I just got in this sport about 8 months ago, and I went from zero to extra in about 4 months, but I'm still trying to figure out what antennas and what radios. I've got an HF radio here, and I've got a digital radio here, mobile, that I can't get the sound out of, but I don't know. I couldn't understand where we were at.
Power, but I guess I can't. I guess you're saying it's too far down in the noise.
No, negative. You sound great. You got a little snow, but your volume's good.
Power. Now let's go down to 5 watts.
Roger that. Try that. We'll see what we got.
5 watts and 45 watts. I really don't have anything in between. But now probably not so good.
Negative. You sound just like you did before. Well, it sounds good.
Not even here. Yeah, I had another radio here that had like 4 different power levels. This one's only got max power and, you know, lower power. It's the commercial radio, though. They tend to be tough. That's what I like about commercial radios. They're tough little buggers.
Or QM radio check. You didn't copy my mobile.
Or QM, KD2BNG. No, I hear you just fine. I was just, I wanted to see if you could still hear me on low power. Is that any better? KD2BNG.
Or QM. Signing off.
QHX has listening.
QHX, I think, KD2BNG.
Hey, What's going on? KB2HXS here. Dave. Down here in Simpsonville, heading back to Gurr.
Okay, say hi to the Simpsons.
Dolph!
Okay, right? I don't have to throttle this back up to 45 watts, do I?
It's a little scratchy, but you're readable.
Or more readable. I just, you know, amateur radio operators tend to key down for long periods of time. With the, with the radio at full power, it's probably not the best for it.
The radio I use in my vehicle, it's a 50-watt all-mode ICOM IC7000, but I run it at about 80% power. So it's probably running about 40 watts all the time, but mobile, I don't really dial it up and down too much. I will at home, but not in the vehicle.
Special radio that only has two power settings. It's got 5 watts and 45 watts. And the thing about, my only concern for the 45 watt settings is commercial radios don't usually key down for 2 or 3 minutes at a time. You might, you wear out the finals eventually.
That's why I don't run my radios at full power. You're supposed to run enough power. I guess the rule of thumb is you run enough power to run clean, clean audio, clean communication, And if you have to run more than that, then you better get a better signal.
It's a radio set that has like 4 different power levels. Because this only has the 5 watts and the 45 watts. Commercial rigs are tough, though. I don't worry that much about burning out the finals.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I like with this radio, because you can dial in the power, exact, on percentage. You go from, 1 to 10, and that's percentage-based. So right now it's on 8 on the output, and that's 80% of 50 watts, so that'll be probably 40 watts or so. And it's got a built-in fan. When you key down, the fan comes on internally in the radio, so I'm not too worried about it.
Put a fan in this thing. It's a commercial rig made by Midland. I actually have 2 of them. I have this one. I have an identical looking one for UHF, which, I could use on the 1 or 2 70 centimeter repeaters you got around here.
UHF too much. Don't know why, but I don't get on UHF all that much.
Around here. Actually, you do. I have about, right now I got 24 or 25 2-meter stations programmed in here, and I got about the same number of 70 centimeters, but there's only maybe 1 or 2 on 70 centimeters that seem to have any activity.
Up on Paris Mountain is supposed to be pretty good. I don't know that much about the UHF stuff around here. I really haven't explored too much. I know it's part of the link system, the weekend link system. And you can talk all over the state.
Sir, SC Heart System or one of those. I think you can link them up at any time you want, but they usually just leave them linked up on the weekends. You can talk from one end of the state to the other.
Yeah, if you go on their website, from what I understand, you can come into whatever repeater you're into, and then you punch in a code for the repeater you want to link to. And then, if you got friends over there and you're going to run a SCED or something, you can link to just that repeater and not link the whole system up.
Days or whenever the system's not expecting heavy, much use, I think they leave them linked up.
Yeah, that's right. They link them up 100%.
I talked to someone who I think was in Myrtle Beach or something. So it links together maybe 6 of them.
Bunch of them around the state. You go on the website, you can see where all of them are. And they have the codes next to them. I guess the number of that particular repeater, if you want to bring it up by itself during the week or something.
My webpage, scharts.org, I think, or I was there before.
Anyway, I got a phone call I got to make real quick. I just got a text message. So you take care. I got to make a quick phone call to someone, and I'm heading home. KB2HXS.
82BG. We'll talk to you later, 73s.